Ian Scholes, there's an editorial on a recent San Francisco Chronicle from a proud, if defensive, iPod owner. She wrote, quote, "They call us eye snobs, the white earphone brigade, pod botherers. This sanctimonious backlash against the iPod was bound to happen. It's just one more ominous change for the Natalie Merchants of the world to whine about. A new reader calls us a bunch of smug folks silently poo-pooing our exterior surroundings," unquote. Well, wait a minute. Natalie Merchant, Utney Reader, she's blaming liberals for a perceived iPod backlash? Liberals are following her around screaming, pod botherer at her? And she does poo-poo her exterior surroundings, after all. She devotes a great deal of her piece to what jerks cell phone users are. With the iPod, she concluded, "I get my privacy back in situations from which serenity and good manners have been sucked faster than you can say broadband." Well, I must say that involuntary eavesdropping on other people's conversations is not one of the more appealing features of modern life. And if iPod users were what this writer claimed they were, shy little mousy things shedding out a hostile world with a blanket of soothing music, I would have no problem. Put on your little earphones and sneer at cell phones all you like, but that's not what iPod users are. First of all, they display the vaguely cult-like devotion all buyers of Apple products display. That doesn't bother me particularly. I'm the same way with zombie movies. I can be a bore on the subject. Not as big a bore as Apple users, but still. Second of all, iPod users don't shut out the world. As a matter of fact, they take every opportunity to shout to the world, "I'm an iPod user." People sit in their basements and create podcasts. People make little outfits and sweaters for their iPods, like they're chihuahuas or something. Gucci makes an iPod case that sells for around $200. Remember when President Bush told us what's on his iPod? Did we really need to know? If you go to iTunes, you can learn what Tom Brady, quarterback for the New England Patriots, and Andrew Lloyd Webber have on their iPods. Important information. The Onion, in its back-of-the-paper media coverage, often asks edgy comics to do an iPod shuffle for them and share the first 10 songs that pop up as a hipness indicator, I guess. People even use the iPod shuffle to see if they're compatible. You like Johnny Cash? Oh, I'm sorry, this isn't going to work out. Clearly, there is collusion between the media and iPod users to make both the thingy and the music on the thingy personal statements about who you are. I hate personal statements about who you are. Thirdly, what's the big deal? The iPod is just a Walkman with more bells and whistles. You can watch television on it. Why would you want to watch television on a thing the size of a piece of gum? You can store thousands of tunes on it. Okay, but how do they get there? You have to put them there. You have to download them or rip them off a CD, and you have to find them. How many hours do iPod users spend just looking for music to put on their iPods? All that being said, if I feel the need for a device the size of gum that stores music by the half ton, I'll be sure to buy one. In the meantime, I'll appear in public the way I usually do, headphone-free, and politely reminding cell phone users that public transportation is not their personalized damn phone booth. I gotta go.